Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Ayin Beis, and we are up to Sif Yud Tes. Gadish Shel Teven Shel Bein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a scenario, you have two Chatzeros where there's no longer any wall there, there's a breach there. But what's in between? This big haystack that is like going lengthwise, separating between the two Chatzeros. Imu Gabav Asara, if this haystack is 10 Tvachim high, Kol Echad Me'arav Le'atzma, everyone has to do their own separate Eruv. Why? Because this is like a wall made out of a haystack. And it's 10 tvachim high. So everyone has to do their own Eruv. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Why you call Echad Dioren B'Pnei Atzmo? Each chatzer has their own residence. Why you Prutzin Zeh L'Zeh B'Yoyseh M'Yeser Amos? And there was a breach more than 10 Amos, or it could have been a total breach, you know, nothing in between at all. But now what's separating the two chatzeros? Hateven, the straw, the haystack. Hazeh Seisem Makom HaPirtza. It's this straw, this haystack, that is closing up that breach of the wall. So it's now replacing the wall in between the two chatzeros. Or acting as the wall. So, Kufla Medalid, Kol Echad, each chatzer does their own Eruv. The Gamzeh Neshav L'Mechitza, because this is considered like a Mechitza. Af Shalom Kivein Banacha Soler Shem Mechitza. Even if, when they put down this haystack, their das was not to make a mechitza. At the end of the day, you have a mechitza made out of a haystack across the, you know, lengthwise between the two chateros. Okay? Even though it was done, the chiddush is, even though it was done without any kavana to establish it as a mechitza, it's a makeshift mechitza that separates the two, and you can't even join them as one, even if you wanted to, because the bottom line is, you have a mechitza between the two chateros. Now is going to be some interesting other halachos. Nismayit b'chol me'asara. What happens if you take some of the straw feed to your animals on a weekday from the 10th Tvachim? Right, so you have this makeshift mechitza made out of a haystack. And on Thursday, you go ahead and you take some of the straw and you give it to your animal. And now, guess what? Your wall made out of the straw is no longer 10 Tvachim high. So guess what? Srichim la'arev b'yachad. So if this wall now became lower than 10 Tvachim, they're going to have to now join up as one Eruv. So even though you might have set up two Eruvin, or you might have wanted to set up as two Eruvin, you can't, because now this is no longer a wall, because it's not 10 Tvachim high. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Kuf Lamed. Hey, Nismayit Bechol, Aval Nismayit B'Shabbos. However, what happens if it became a smaller wall on Shabbos, because the straw on the top of this straw wall on Shabbos got eaten by some stray animals? It's not a problem. The fact that this haystack on Shabbos was no longer 10 Tvachim high is not a problem, because once there was an Eruv, two separate Eruvin in both Chatzeros, based on the fact that there was this wall in between, it doesn't make a difference if now the wall is smaller on Shabbos, because we know, Kevon Shehutra, once it was a good Chatzer to walk in with a good Eruv before Shabbos, so now that the wall goes bye-bye, it's not going to affect it. But we're talking here where it became smaller or lower on the weekday, on Thursday, right? The straw got eaten up from on top, or used up from on top on the Thursday. So then it can no longer act as a mechitza, and you have to go ahead and do one eruv for both chatzeros. Me'asara, meaning it got shorter. It was no longer 10 tvachim high, this haystack. Hainu migova asara. It means that the height of 10 tzvachim was lessened. And obviously, if we're talking about where there's a total breach and you have to go ahead and do one Eruv, we're talking where the Meshach Yosef Me'yasar Amos. It means 10 Amos along the length was eaten up on top to be below 10 tzvachim. Because if it's not 10 Amos being eaten up on top, then it's a Pesach. But if all that got eaten up on top of this Gadish was, let's say, 8 amos in its length across the chatzer, imratu ma'arvim shnayim. If they want, they could choose to go ahead now and still do two different eruvin. Because again, what do you have here? You have this haystack which is going across the chatzer, separating them into two chatzeros, right? And it's 10 tvachim high, the haystack. So if it gets eaten up on top, let's say on Thursday, and it gets eaten up on top for a length of 10 amos, so then you have a breach, because you don't have a wall 10 amos in between. Once you have a breach of 10 amos, once there isn't wall for 10 amos in one spot, That's a breach, and you have to view them as one chatzah that needs one eruv. But if, true, the wall got eaten up on top, and it's now below 10 tefachim, but it's only now in a, it's only a breach of 8 amos, or 7 amos, or 6 amos, that's not a breach, that's a Pesach. And therefore, you have the option to do 2 eruvin or 1 eruv. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch continues on and says as follows. Now, check out this shtick. He says, Uva'od, Shalom Nismayet. What happens if this haystack wall did not get minimized? Aser Lasum Echad Mayem Litain Minateven Litoch Kupaso Bishabis. So you have here a scenario where on Shabbos you have separating the two chateros. This haystack wall, 10 tefachim high, has not yet been minimized. So he says it's usher to go ahead and take from that straw, even if it's, let's say, above 10 tefachim, and put that straw in your kupa, in your, whatever it's called, whatever these boxes were where the animals would eat the trough. What are they called?
The trough,
whatever it is. You can't go ahead and take the straw from on top of this wall and stick it into some box for the animal to eat. Why? What's the problem? It's animal fodder. So it's also to do that on Shabbos, lachilu lebehemto, to feed the animal. Bafil la'amida sham kadesh tocha l'aser. And even to bring the animal close to the wall to eat from the wall is going to be aser. Now what's the issue? What's the aser? What's the problem? What's the problem? It's on Shabbos. You're taking a little bit off the top, and you're giving it to your animal. It's animal fodder. What's the problem? So look what he says. There's going to be two issues. Sifkat and kuflam adzayim. Toch kupaso b'Shabbos. You're putting it into your food box for the animal to eat, whatever it's called. Trough, animal container to go in, for the animal to stick its mouth in there and eat for the behemoth to go and eat from the straw, from the hay. What's the problem? Why can't you go ahead and do that? Why can't you take the straw and put it into that kupa? Because we're concerned maybe you'll take too much straw, and now it will be less than 10 tefachim high. And then you're going to go ahead and carry in the chatzah, which you can no longer do because once it becomes one chatzah, there was no eruv between the two chatzeros. It was the original eruv was at separate chatzeros. But you'll say it was already hutra. So what's the big concern? Even though on this Shabbos it will still be mutter, medina why doho hutra hutra. In other words, what's the concern? You'll say it should still be okay. Why? Because even if in the end you take off too much straw and it now goes below 10 tefachim high for a grand total of 10 amos along the length of the chatzer, no problem. Hovel v'hutra hutra. He says, no. You're not going to say hovel v'hutra hutra. You're not going to say once it was good, it's good. Why? Because chayshin hachem yavol tazel gam b'shabbos haba. The concern is that maybe you'll go and do what? Maybe you'll go and the next Shabbos, you'll go ahead and rely on that Erev that you relied on in the previous Shabbos. The previous Shabbos, namely this Shabbos right now, what was the Erev? The Erev was based on two different Erev chatzeros. Next Shabbos, after this makeshift haystack wall was now below 10 tefachim for a length of 10 amos, you're gonna go aser one from the other. So therefore that's the concern. Therefore you're not allowed to go ahead at all and take any straw and put it in the box for the animal to eat from. Yesh omrim. Others say it's a different problem. You know what the problem is? You know the problem taking the food off the top of the of this wall, taking the straw from the top of the straw wall? You know what the problem is? Hu mishum da'ai tevin muktzu. The tevin becomes mukta. Why is it mukta? It's food. It's food for the animals, for your own animals. I know, it's mukta me'etmo. The mechitza zu v'asal ta'atala. Because once it became a mechitza, even though he didn't have it in mind to be a mechitza, he just put it there to stack it there initially. Just to keep his hay there. But at the end of the day, once he utilized it, as you said beautifully, as an Eruv, utilized it to make two separate Eruvin, it already got a chalais of a mechitza, and therefore it became mukta and also lethal. He can't go ahead and move that hay. So those are the two reasons why he wouldn't be able to take the hay and put it into the feeding box for the for your little favorite little cow. Then he says, Kuflam Ches. Not only that, you can't even take the animal to go eat from the top of this haystack wall. Why? Dilma shakl biyado, and I'll say that because once you put him there, you were afraid, you bring your animal there to eat. You're going to already take some more yourself and give it to it. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aval yachol lamog b'faneha. But you know what you could do? You could stand in front of the animal. Kedei shelo yelo derech lintos el l'sham. He could stand in front of the animal, so the animal now has to tilt to the right or the left and go to the kotel. So you could go ahead. You can't bring it. You can't bring your animal directly and guide your animal directly to the wall to eat from there. But what you can do is stand in front of it so then it moves to the wall and eats from there. That you could do. Why? Why is that shtick allowed? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Kuflam b'tes, el l'sham. You can go ahead and you can direct it there by standing in front of it. There we're not concerned that it's going to become less than 10. You know why? Because the animal's not going to eat that much. It's when you go ahead and you're going to be taking it off. That's where our concern is. So our concern is if you actually brought the animal there, then you're going to get a little hyper, and you're going to take more off, and you take more off, and take more off, until you got your minus a wall 10 tefachim high for 10 amos across. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's move weiter. So then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and he says, "Ula harash afilu b'chol aser." Now, according to the Rush, even during the week, it's going to be aser li teini mena l'kupaso. You're not allowed to go ahead and put it into your box. And same thing would be bringing your animal there to eat from it. I mean, you couldn't even do it during the week if you're relying on that as your wall for the Eruvin. Okay, look at the Mishnah Brura. Afilu b'chol aser. Once again, shema yifchas me'asara be'erev Shabbos. Because maybe this will get to the point where it's now less than 10 tefachim right before Shabbos. And it was some of the Bein HaShemarot, right? Close to Bein HaShemarot of Shabbos. Below Yargish B'davin, you won't know. And guess what? You'll be metaltel b'Shabbos b'Isser because you're going to have gone ahead and made two Eruvin for two Debe Chatzeros. Now it's really one Chatzer and your toast. B'davka, but he says as follows. But I understand. Does that mean, therefore, in the weekday, if I wanted to, I wanted to take the whole wall down in one shot, I couldn't do it on Thursday because, mate, he says, no. B'davka b'notel ma'at ma'at chashin l'zeh. He says, this is a rush though. He says, b'davka, it's davka when you take a little by a little, we're chayshesh. Now if you take the whole wall down and feed it to your animal on Thursday, we're not concerned anymore. The Iker is like the first opinion, namely that on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to go ahead and take off from the hay and put it into the feeding box for the animal or bring your animal on Shabbos close to that haystack wall because the concern is that it will become minimized. On that Shabbos, we don't care. No, but we'll care about the coming Shabbos. Now we continue on the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking here with a Gaddish between two Chatzeros, where it serves as the wall between two Chatzeros. But what happens if you have a Gaddish in between two homes? Then it's Mutal Achil Abhamtum and Biyadayim. Then you can go ahead and feed, actually, your animal straight up Biyadayim. What's this talking about? Who cares? Like, who cares if you have a Gaddish in between? Why shouldn't you? What are we talking about? So look at the Mishnah Brura. Shebein Shnei Batim. Tzifkat and Kuf Mem Aleph. Sheshnei Batim Prutzi Biyoser Meyaser Amos L'Makom HaGaddish. We have a situation where you have two Batim, okay, parallel to each other, that there is a space of 10 Amos, a 10 Amos in between these two parallel houses. L'Makom HaGaddish. Exactly where now the Gaddish has been placed. So you imagine you have two houses alongside each other, and right in between those two houses you have, okay, a Gaddish now separating the two houses. Okay, so what? Who cares? What's got to do with anything? The Gaddish is this haystack. The Gaddish is the haystack wall. Okay? And he goes ahead and he closes up that breach with the Gaddish. With the haystack wall. The habatim shayachim kol echad l'chatzer acheres. But what happens here is that even though, okay, we have these batim, okay, next to each other, these batim next to each other open up into two different chatzeros, like let's say from the front. But they're separated next to each other with this gaddish, okay, across. So, each one is open to a different chatzer. Below Erevu Shnei HaChatzeros Yachad, and the two chatzeros have separate Eruvin. L'chein, k'she yismayit ha-gadish migova asara tvachim. Now when this gadish is no longer 10 tvachim high, in between the two Shnei Batim Asurin, the two Batim are going to be Asurin betiltol from one to the other, or to, okay? Kevan shelo Erevu HaChatzeros Yachad Be'ein Prutzin Zelazer. Since the Chatzeros do not have one joint, Erev, the two Chatzeros, and these two homes are breached one to the other. Nothing's separating the two homes. So the homes have nothing separating the two. The two chatzeros are separate. So each one can work with their own separate chatzer. But the two houses cannot go ahead and carry from one to the other because now they are breached because the Gaddish is no longer there. But even so, guess what you're allowed to do? Okay? Even though you're not allowed to go ahead and minimize the Gaddish, you still can go ahead and feed the animals from that Gaddish biyadayim, as we'll see why in a second. He says, the same thing would apply if you have one big house. That somehow, imagine a delicious house. Really sophisticated house here. I guess smooth Bedouin hospitality. We're in the big house. The house was separated with a wall of a gaddish, a haystack wall. The yesh, I guess the three little pigs. Okay? The yesh l'chol echad pesach l'chotzer acheres. And once again, each side of the house has a pesach to a different chotzer. The low erbu and the chetzerot did not have an erub together. Because it's not like a tevin. If you took away the tevin, then there'd be usher zalze. You wouldn't be able to go ahead and move from one part of the house to the other part of the house because now there's no longer this wall, this haystack wall in between. But why can't you then? Why are you allowed to then take the hay off and feed it to your animal directly? Why is that okay? Again, forget about the muktzah. It's a good shayla. Why the muktzah issue is not still a problem. The Achronim deal with it. Let's just assume the problem is we're concerned that the wall is going to become lessened to below 10 tfachim. Why are we not concerned with that? He says, no, because the Ma'iri Kishish Tikra La Gadish or Atevin Munachu Mavsik Be'emta Abayis Penomalel. We're talking where there's some type of, okay, roof that is directly above this Tevin. So therefore, you can see when the Tevin goes below. Okay? When the Tevin no longer, you can tell the height based on the tikra above it.
To us, you're not worried that you're not going to be margish. You're not worried that it's going to get less, it's going to be minimized from the 10th fachim, and you're not going to be margish. Right? You know, if you have a ceiling, you can much easier tell that the wall got down to a certain point, okay, than if you didn't have any ceiling above it, any roof above it. The came with the tikra because the ceiling. Because when it goes below 10, then Nikra Milsa, that will be obvious and clear. And even the Mechita doesn't actually reach the ceiling, Ella Bisamukhla, but it's close enough that it's Pachim to Tvachim. I mean, a Lavuk, we say it's as if it's there, reaching the top, and therefore you'd be able to, we say and we view it as if it's reaching the top of the Tikra, and therefore we're not concerned in such a scenario of it minimizing to below 10 Tvach. I want to move on here, Shin Ayin Gimel. Now this happened to be a massive sugya and machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, another Rishonim. The Mefarshim all say that this is going Aliba the Rashi according to some, or maybe according to Rabbeinu Yonah's son. But there are different Rishonim as to where exactly these balconies are. The assumption we're going to be going with is you have as follows. You have these two chatzeros on two sides of Rishus HaRabim. You have a whole strip of houses on one side, and has its chatzeros, its chatzer. You have a Rishus HaRabim in between, and another strip of houses with its chatzer. So l'chari, you can't join the two chatzeros. You got two chatzeros that are separated with Rishus HaRabim, right? Not so fast, Ladowski, because what happens if houses on both of those, okay, above the Rishus HaRabim, both have like a balcony, both have some, okay, board balcony coming out of their house, facing each other, above the Rishus HaRabim, and then there's some type of bridge we're going to see between the two balconies. So there was like a Pesach, a connection between the two balconies. That's going to go ahead and join up those two houses. So there's a Pesach between the two houses. So now you'll be able to go ahead and join the two chateros into one Erev. Pretty crazy. Let's see. Shtei Guzudros, Perish, Nisarim, Bolton. You have these big planks, okay, like balconies that are bolting, bolted. They're going ahead and they are protruding out. Bisvas Tikras Haliyah L'Rishus HaRabim. They're coming out of the wat, the ceiling of the upper wat, of the upper floor, of the over the Rishus HaRabim. Haboltos Mishnei Aliyos Zu Kineged Zu. And these Guzudros are protruding out, facing each other. V'nasam Beinayim. And what does he do? They want to pull a shtick. They want to go ahead and attach them up with a board to make like a bridge between the two balconies. And this bridge is 4 tfachim wide. Hare you can Pesach. They're like a Pesach now between the two chaseros, even though it's a bar mitzvah around it. Yeah, therefore all the houses, if you want, can now join. Both chaseros can all the houses of both chaseros on the opposite side of the mitzvah can now join in one Erev, if they so choose. Sukkah mitzvah bura, alev zu keneged zu, one opposite the other, meaning the balconies are facing each other, meaning one is coming out from north to south, and the other one on the other side is coming out from south to north, and they're facing each other. Okay? Over Rishus HaRabim, Beis Neser. So you have this plank that's now going above the Rishus HaRabim, connecting the two balconies. And it has to be where this bridge made out of this plank was actually nailed in. It won't come off on Shabbos. Why? Good Shaila, but it has to be nailed in. It's like a bridge, which a entranceway between the two chatzeros. You can go from one chatz to the other one. If you want to go ahead and join in the Erev, the cave and sheyesh neser b'neihem, since there's a neser in between, bracha v'arba, that is what, that has a 4 tefach wide bridge. You can go easily from one aliyah to the other, u'mitzdarfim, and they will join up. Because of Avri v'gadim, dafka, and Avri v'gadim writes, dafka kavoshet tziyar mechaber, shaya guzuzdros, boltos, Minalios Shigesh Bahen Dioran. He says exactly like the Bukhabar set it up, where the Guzuzodros are coming from the Alios from above, where there are what? Where there are people living. The Kaimalam La'el, Bisab Shayim Bay, the Shnei Batim, two houses, Yecholim Lariv could join us. There after Pesach between the two homes. Afilu, even if it's above Asarat Zacha, Afilu Mamas Rachbacham. Avalim Hayakai Gavna both of the Chatzeros, Lo Mahani. But if you have this like joining up from the two Chatzeros, not the two houses, came in through the Malami Asarat Zacham, which is above 10 tvachim, which is above, okay, the height of 10 tvachim, like we saw earlier, that will not be good in terms of it being a bridge between two chatzeros. It's only as good as a bridge between two houses. Ad kan v'lo yaser. Check out the Bechin.